Now, more of The Drive with Steve Jackson on Sonoma County's News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
3:20 on your Tuesday drive. Yet to come, Warriors radio play-by-play man Tim Roy, political analyst Charles Ellison in Washington, Kristen Madsen from Creative Sonoma. They're doing a Next Level conference. We'll find out what that is. Back to Washington with CIA guy Mel Goodman, local political analyst Pete Fabiano, and the Vintners Vibe with Gene Arnold Sessions and the Sonoma County Vintners. Today, Summer Jeffis and our good old friend Marcy Smothers in the studio. That'll be nice. You may have seen the PD article online or in the paper. Mary Callahan wrote it, and it was headlined, "Guerneville Community Meeting Muddles the Homelessness Question." Joining us right now is Mark Emmett from Guerneville Community Alliance. Hi, Mark.
Good afternoon. How are you doing this afternoon?
Fine, thanks. What do you think? What do you take from that headline? They had a meeting, and I know it's gotten a little, it's kind of controversial in Guerneville right now, but how did the meeting muddle the question?
Well, there's a lot of unanswered questions. The meeting dealt with locations, and there were five locations brought up that we were able to hear about and then vote on by colored dots, red being, disagree, yellow being middle of the road.
Oh, only in Guerneville.
Only in Guerneville.
I love that.
So we have all these dots going on, and then you were informed about the location. You were given a little piece of paper with the dots, colored dots on it, and then you went, and there was a picture of the location up on the stage, and you went up and put the colored dot that voiced your opinion about the location.
Wow. That sounds... it sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. Great fun, especially when there's approximately 300 people show up.
Wow.
And there's a lot of noise and such. But we got through it. And what the question is what not only the location, but is what is the so-called service center going to be?
Sure.
Is it going to be a rehab center? Is it going to be another extension of the, say, the winter shelter where people are allowed to drink and, do drugs during the daytime and come back? And those questions really haven't been answered. So it's really hard to make a decision, even on the location, if you don't know the exact facts about how this is going to be run.
So you said five choices?
Correct.
And who won at this point, or what venue won last night?
I don't know. It was kind of hard to, you're counting dots, right? So we have a big, what stirred the controversy was they wanted to buy about a 10-acre house ranch out on Armstrong Woods on your way out to Armstrong State Park.
Right.
That just started a flurry of controversy because of the neighbors around there. So with that, that was one of the locations. There's a couple locations downtown. There's a location that's just a lot that they would have to build a whole start new structure. But
yeah,
that Armstrong Woods location being, real close, it's close to the school. And so people really reacted to that. So that started part of the controversy. And it goes along with not knowing exactly how this is going to be designed. And we really need to know that.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Big picture.
Yeah. Let me quote another part of Mary Callahan's article. "The tenor of the 300-person crowd was largely informed by suspicion and anger. A lot of folks opposing any extension of homeless services without increased law enforcement in town." It has gotten pretty crazy there, huh?
Yeah, the homeless population has expanded. We've had a lot of people from outside the area coming in. I started Guerneville Community Alliance approximately 2 years ago. As you remember, back January of 2016, we had that large meeting at Guerneville School that sparked basically the discussion. And at that time, we were plugged into law enforcement, which there were encampments down by the river, which were all pretty much cleaned up. There was something like 70 tons of garbage that was taken off of the riverbanks at that time, and it seems like it's kind of pushed that population, or some of it, up into the town. So that, has exposed more of it. And in its behavior, it's, people drinking in the parking lot, and so it does create a whole situation where the town really does depend on tourism during the summer. And if people come there and they don't feel safe, it's going to die. So the demographic in this area has changed from really being a vacation place to being more of a bedroom community for Santa Rosa, bed and breakfast or whatever you want to call it.
But
it's changed. And so now there's more people that are here on a constant basis that see this, and it's not acceptable because people are coming from that live whether in the Bay Area or in other parts of the country and come here and know that this is not acceptable. And so we are all trying to get together and do something about it and create solutions.
Is the sheriff's office involved in any of this?
Very much so.
Yeah, okay.
We're in the Guerneville Community Alliance is in contact with the sheriff on a weekly basis. We go ahead and patrol the areas that the encampments were to make sure they don't spring back up. That's been very successful. And then last night, after our meeting at Guerneville School, we facilitated a meeting that merchants showed up at the, it's called the Roadhouse in Rionito.
Yeah.
And and Captain Essex, who is going to be running for sheriff,
really
coming up, was there, and Linda Hopkins, and many merchants showed up and told their stories of just horror stories every day of homeless affecting their businesses in their life because they go there every day. They're they depend on it financially, and it was very. It was pretty heavy. I mean, you heard what people had to go through on a daily basis. And the sheriff heard that. And we were there till 11:30 last night. Wow. And but we're talking about it. And Linda Hopkins is doing a great job. She's here. She basically inherited this situation.
Yeah.
It was here. And then she's out here. She's meeting with us. She's meeting with other groups. She's dealing with the sheriff also. And we're all really coming together. And it seems like, solutions are hard nowadays. The jail is pretty full. You're talking about arresting homeless. What are you going to do? I'm a retired retired from the Alameda County Fire Department and on the board for the Russian River Fire Protection District, and the ambulance takes homeless people in to Santa Rosa, and then the people that live here don't have an ambulance. The next one coming in is from Sebastopol Occidental, so that's what we're looking at is the impact on our community. So it's true that there's a lot of people that really do not want the services here,
right?
Because of this. Small community that really doesn't have the infrastructure for it.
Exactly. And obviously, this has been going on a long time, and the whole county and certainly the city of Santa Rosa, among others, are dealing heavily with this issue, and it just seems like it's one of the hardest, most complicated issues today for cities and counties.
It is. It's for the sheriff. The homeless calls add up to 60% of their calls.
Wow. I didn't realize that.
And then it adds up to about 20 to 25% for the fire department.
Hmm. Well, this is going to be ongoing. Are there more meetings planned? What do we have going forward here?
Yeah, we have more meetings planned with the sheriff. In fact, today the sheriff, I think it's the police chief from Santa Rosa and the police chief from Petaluma is meeting with the district attorney because, like you said, that this homeless problem is all over our county. It's all over the state. It's all over the world, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, we're trying to come up with a regional plan of how to deal with this. And it's either, offer help to the people that want help. And if people don't want help, then the consequence will be, law enforcement.
Right.
And well, that's how it has to be.
I'm glad to hear that Hank Schroeder and the Petaluma chief are getting involved, too.
Right. It's going to have to be a regional plan.
Yeah.
And the district attorney is a main part of the puzzle with this to cause consequence to some of the behavior that's going on. And that's why it exists. You know, we're a welcoming community, right? And so with that, it's just gotten a little too far. But we want to help people that want to be helped. But the people that just want to, to drink and drug and have behavioral problems in town and cause a problem, then there has to be another option for that.
Sure. Wow. Big problems, big debates, ongoing. Keep us posted on everything as it moves ahead here, Mark.
I will.
Mark Emmett, founder of the Guerneville Community Alliance. Thanks for taking the time. We'll talk again.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
All right.